By the sheerest random coincidence, I'm recording this podcast on Oregon's birthday. It's 153rd. Today is actually February 14th, 2011, and Oregon, like I said, is 153 years old today. And the reason that that's an interesting coincidence is because the story I've got queued up for you today is about Oregon's 100-year, $2.6 million party. The Centennial Bash in 1959 was a huge event. The state had been gearing up for 3 years. We've never had a celebration like it. And we probably won't ever have one again, because that's a lot of money to spend on a party. So I'll tell you all about it in a minute. First, I better introduce myself real quick. My name is Finn J.D. John, and I write a weekly newspaper column called Offbeat Oregon History. More about that in a minute, or at offbeatoregon.com. But you're listening to a story from our archives, which was published in the newspapers on February 11th, 2009. I'm going to read it to you now. If you'd like some more information about the podcast or the column it's part of, stay tuned. This coming Saturday, the state of Oregon will celebrate its sesquicentennial. Real quick, let me point out that this was actually written 3 years ago, so that's why we're celebrating the wrong birthday in this column. But back to our story. It will then have been precisely 150 years since Oregon officially became a state, in a hasty effort to settle a question of whether slaves would be allowed here on the eve of the Civil War. But surprisingly little is being planned to commemorate it. In fact, many people around the state don't even know it's happening this week, on Valentine's Day. 50 years ago, though, on the eve of the state's centennial, it was not like that. Not at all. The upcoming centennial was impossible to ignore. Folks had been gearing up for it for years. On the big day, President Dwight Eisenhower made a proclamation. Vice President Richard Nixon appeared with Oregon Governor Mark Hatfield at the state capitol, which was dusted with a surprise late-season snow. The vice president had a 19-gun salute fired in his honor with 105-millimeter howitzers. That's a lot of very large guns. The ceremonies were opened by the Oregon Symphony. Members of the National Guard stood at attention. It was a very big deal. But that's not why almost everyone in the state knew what February 14, 1959 meant. At a grand centennial ball at Salem, the movers and shakers of the state gathered for a Tony party, replete with a cake shaped like the state capitol building, with pictures of a bridge, power lines, and a log truck in the frosting. They danced, and they looked fabulous. But that wasn't why most Oregons knew it wasn't just another Valentine's Day, either. Youngsters at North Salem High School put on a pageant that would be unthinkable for a public school today, called, quote, Christianity Comes to the Oregon Territory, featuring students playing the roles of John McLaughlin, a frontier preacher, and various settlers and, quote, Flathead Indians. It was played 5 times. But that's not why either. The real reason the centennial was such a big deal was the money. The 1955 legislature got started on the plans early and allocated $2.6 million for the party. You can throw one humdinger of a party with $2.5 million 1959 dollars and 3.5 years in which to spend it. And boy, Oregon did. Just a quick side note, this was a time when gold was worth $35 an ounce. Gold today is well over $1,500 an ounce. So that gives you an idea of how much more valuable those 1959 dollars were than the ones we're using today. A centennial commission sprang up, with members appointed by the governor. Local centennial committees formed at the town and county level, about 38 of them statewide. People got very excited about it. Part of that excitement was the centennial tokens. A centennial token was about the size of a half dollar, usually bronze, but occasionally silver. You can still find them in junk stores and coin shops. Expect to pay about $5 to $10 for one in decent condition. Most were made by Northwest Specialty Sales Company. A few were commemorative with no face value. But most of them were sponsored by a local area's centennial committee and were worth 50 cents. But only if you redeemed them before 3 p.m. on February 18, 1959. This year's sesquicentennial activities will surely feel a bit light to anyone who saw the statewide party of 1959. Well, the state is quite a bit different now. Oregon was a relatively rich state in 1959. Stumpage fees for timber harvests were pouring into the state. So were income taxes from the loggers and mill workers processing them. An extra few million was easier to come by back then. So we'll probably have to wait another 50 years to see another state birthday party like that one. That's the end of today's column. If you're listening for the first time, here's a little more information about this podcast and about Offbeat Oregon History, the newspaper column it's part of. Offbeat Oregon History tells the stories of Oregon history that nobody knows about, the ones everyone has forgotten. Stories of heroes and rascals, of shipwrecks and lost gold, of Shanghaied sailors and Skid Row bordellos and pirates and robbers and buried treasure and unsolved mysteries. We've got all of those things. It's a weekly column, and I've been writing it since late 2008. So right now there are about 175 published episodes in the kitty. So every weekday morning I pull one of those episodes up and put it out on the daily RSS feeds. One in text and pictures for your newsreader, and one in audio only for your podcatcher or for iTunes. You can read any archive column and subscribe to either daily feed by going to the website at offbeatoregon.com. Both feeds are optimized for smartphone or iPhone use, but they work great on iPad, tablet, netbook, computer, whatever you got. All the columns are covered under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. Thanks for listening, and do drop me a line if you're ever in Corvallis and have time for a cup of coffee. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. Have a great day.